new academic session is resuming this month, since the federal government, or the president as it were, announced the removal of fuel subsidy. So this is the first time that schools will be resuming for a new session in what has now become or been known as the Emilokan government. There are four quadrants of relationships within the school system. That is the school owners or the school managers, the school staff, the parents, and then the children. So in this short address, I wish to appeal to these levels of relationship and call for understanding in the new reality that we all now have to live in. School owners, they are in school for business, and what that means is that they have to make profits at some point. We expect that at this time that schools are resuming, they should have factored in the new reality and expectedly do some price adjustments across all boards. For school owners, we appeal that whereas you are in the business for profit, you should also have some consideration or, you know, empathy for your customers, which happen to be the parents. Your staff will come with a demand for salary review and upward review, and they are not wrong totally to demand such because they are also living in the new reality. However, your parents on the other side will be requesting for some sort of consideration in the adjustments that have been made in fees and stuff like that. So one would expect that the school managers or school owners will employ some level of ingenuity to be able to balance the request for upward review of remuneration and a considerable price regime from their customers. How you play this will spell or will determine how ingenious you are in managing your school. So for the school staff or teachers, on the other hand, everybody at this point in time, every staff, every Nigerian as it were, will be expecting some level of empathy and compassion from their employers. Some would have tabled or be planning to table a request for upward review of remuneration to enable them meet up with the demand of at least going to work, because one of the areas that is mostly affected in this regime is transportation costs and then other areas of the cost of living. We also appeal to them to not allow this affect their jobs and not push this in such a way that they will destroy the whole system. They have to understand also that the pressure is not only on them as staff, that the people who own the school managers or the school owners are also under pressure. They have a lot of things that they also need to allocate funds for. Parents, the appeal to parents at this time, so twofold. One, it is important to note that education is a fundamental human right, but what is not fundamental is private education. Again, education is not a luxury, but private education can be considered a luxury. So it may be important for parents to begin to consider what they can afford at this time. Another thing that may not be compulsory in this new reality that we are all living in is the add-ons that many schools like to do for, you know, in their curriculum, in their program, which is the curricular and the co-curricular activities. A lot of schools have things like club activities, ballet, you know, taekwondo. All of those things may be good, but you will need to probably consider other areas that you want to channel funds to and maybe do some cut down. If you cannot afford these things, there's no point having them because they are not necessary for education to take place. Education can go on with or without these areas that schools have added to bring some fun, rightly so, into education. And then the final quadrant of the relationship are the children. So the reasons why school owners run schools, the reasons why teachers teach, and the reasons why parents send children to school are completely different from why children go to school in the first place. All of the reasons from all the other three mentioned above do not concern the children. They just want to go to school and have fun. They don't even care about learning at this point. It's only later in life that they understand what education really is. At this point, they just look forward to meeting friends, reconnecting with their old pals and all of those things. And it is important that as school owners, as teachers, as parents, we keep this in view when we make decisions concerning, what school to take our children to, prices to pay, and all of those things. They do not necessarily care for the things that we care for. We look at the numbers. The children just want to go to school and have fun. So it's important that do the negotiations back and forth about what to pay and what not to pay, for how much to pay and how much not to pay, we need to understand that the children should be left out of most of these conversations. And at some point, parents may have to call their children to speak with them, especially for those who can understand, of some of the things that they used to enjoy in the last session that may no longer feature in their educational budget. For instance, a child who has been in ballet, dance for maybe some sessions, the parents may have to call that child and explain why he or she may not have that anymore. And expect, say it as plainly, as simply, as calmly as possible, and hope that your child will understand. They may not, and that is okay, because children don't know so much, but you need to continue to emphasize the point and find a way to communicate the fact that you are not able to afford these things so that they can do other things. What is most important now for families is that there's food on the table and that the children can go to school, that the bills are paid to keep the lights on, to keep roof over their head. All the other little things that before now has been extra may need to go, and the children need to understand why they are going. However you will communicate that, the Lord will give you wisdom. So these are the kind of conversations we need to be having now. For school owners or school managers and their staff, there's need for an understanding conversation. They don't just rule it off or just expect them to understand. It is important that you call your staff in to a discussion. If you can make a review in their remuneration, especially upward, let them know. If this cannot happen at this time, let them also know. You want to cultivate their understanding as much as possible so that it doesn't seem like we are working for a boss or a management that do not care about how we feel. It is important at this time to ensure that people who are in a relationship together, working relationship as it is in this case, understand each other and feel that the other person have my best interest in heart. He or she may not be able to afford an increase, but understands what I'm going through. And that in itself will continue to engender commitment. And that is what is key at this point. You don't want a teaching staff or a school staff that is disgruntled and is just looking out the window for the next opportunity because he or she feels that their bosses or their management do not care. So it's important that we continue to have these conversations and bring everybody into the picture and ensure that the school system is sane and kept alive, especially for those who need them, and that is the children. So my name is TCP White, and I'm on a mission to make positive change in society with the whole truth. Thank you for listening.